Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Parshas Balak is a very unique parsha, distinct parsha, and different really from all parshios HaTorah. There's a very, very cryptic comment in the Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Yudalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says five words. Moshe Kasav Sifro Uparshas Bilam. Moshe wrote Sifro, which of course is referring to Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Uparshas Bilam, as well as Parshas Bilam. And of course, this very cryptic statement of the Gemara requires analysis. What does that mean? Moshe wrote Sefer Torah and Parshas Bilam. Parshas Bilam is part and parcel of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Parshas Balak, which we read this week, is in Sefer Bamidbar, just like Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim. Why should Parshas Balak and Parshas Bilam be any different than Parshas Bechukosai, Parshas Emor, Parshas Tzav? What's the difference? We'll shed light on this statement of the Gemara, Moshe Kasav Sifro Uparshas Bilam. Share with you three Pshatim in the Rishonim, Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom in the Ritva, and then three explanations in the Achronim, the Etz Yosef, the Shlach Kadosh, the Chassam Sofer, and finally the Maril Diskin, all try to explain what it is exactly that the Gemara means when it says Moshe Kasav Sifra Uparshas Bilam, but clearly Parshas Bilam, or as we refer to it, Parshas Balak, is unique, is different, so much so that Chazal and the Gemara have to explain that Moshe wrote not only Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but also Parshas Bilam. So what's the pshat? What does it mean? Rashi, Meseches Baba Basra, Daf Yudalem Beis, writes, Nevuoso u'mishalav, that Moshe wrote over the Nevuos and the Mishalim, the parables of Bilam, afal pi she'einan tzorchei Moshe v'soroso v'seder ma'isav, even though the story of Bilam, Bilam's Mishalim, Bilam's Nevuos, his prophecies, aren't tzorchei Moshe. They're not necessary for the Torah. They're not important. They're not critical information v'seder ma'isav. And therefore, nonetheless, even though they're not as critical, they're not as crucial, nonetheless, Moshe still wrote them over. If you take a look in the Shlach Kadosh Parshas Balak, he asks the question, Lo zachisi l'havin divrei Rav Pei HaKadosh. I don't understand what Rashi writes in Baba Basri, Daf Yudalem Beis. Halo kol ha-sipurim shepatorah, all of the stories in the Torah. Kama harigas kain l'hevel v'chayotven, kain killed hevel. Einam l'chorat tzarech ha-tarv v'sei demayisav. Why should the Mishalim and the Nevuos of Bilam be any more important or less important than kain killing hevel? Why, when it comes to harigas kain to hevel, does the Torah not say that Moshe kasav sifra v'parshos kain in hevel? Parshas Kain and Hevel also, l'chor, isn't any more necessary than Parshas Bilam. So why is it that Parshas Bilam is unique? How does Rashi mean that afal pi she'enim tzorchei Moshe v'sarasa? Kulam, says the Shlach HaKadosh, Torah says Hashem Tamima. K'mo shamar v'timna ha'isa pilegesh. The Pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayigash, Lamed Vav Yud Beis. Hukum Torah says Hashem k'mo shma yisol, shma yisol Hashem v'kein Hashem echad. Torah tziva lanam rasha marash kiris Yaakov is no different than timna ha'isa pilegesh. Vimdavar reku lechora beemes lohu reik rakumi menu, says the Shlach HaKadosh. We need to understand what it is that Rashi means, and of course we have to understand what it is that the Gemara means. But not only does the Shlach HaKadosh ask this question, Rashi, but the Maril Diskin, Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, also asks this question. And he writes, Nidchak Rashi. Rashi constricts himself and says something very difficult in his explanation of the Gemara. Vani Thomas, says the Maril Diskin, Halo Amru Baperek Chelek Toos Af Achas Batorah, that even one letter of the Torah, Hamivazeu Nikra Apikores, somebody who blasphemes, somebody who debases even a letter of the Torah, is called an Apikores. In Cain asks the Maril Diskin, what does Rashi mean when he says, Afal pi she'enim Torah Moshe v'nevuosav, that the prophecies and the Mishalim, the parables of Bilam, aren't Torah Moshe? Even Os Achas, one letter, somebody who's mevazeu, somebody who embarrasses, disgraces it, is called an apikores. O Menashe Pakar Ba'agodah Shel Dofi. And we know Menashe said that he made fun of and blasphemed some words of Torah. So why is it that Parshas Bilam should be any different? And why is it that Rashi says, Nevuoso v'mishalav, afal pi she'enan tzorchei Moshe v'sarasa v'seder ma'isav, how we understand Rashi, how we have to understand the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom, in his commentary to Baba Basra, Daf Yudalem Beis, is a different shot. He writes, Af al gav de Bilam gufehu navi. Even though Bilam was also a navi, still Moshe kasav sifro parshas Bilam. Bilam himself was a prophet. And because Bilam was a prophet, therefore there may be a havamina, there may be an a priori thought that maybe it wasn't necessary for Moshe to write over parshas Bilam because it came with the prophecy of Bilam. Says Rabbeinu Meir Gershom, Kamash Malano, even though the Bilam himself was a Navi Moshe, Kasav Sifro, Parshas Bilam, Moshe still wrote Parshas Bilam. But Rabbeinu Gershom is also difficult to understand. What about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? They too were Nevi'im. We have Nevi'im, Miriam was a Nevi'ah. Aaron was a Navi. Many of the Parshas of the Torah were written by Nevi'im too. Many of them were given through Nevi'im, via Nevi'im, through the vehicle of Nevuah. So what is Rabbeinu Gershom telling us? Afal gav de Bilam gufe hu Navi. Even though Bilam was also a prophet, therefore Moshe kosav sifra u parshas Bilam. What does Rabbeinu Gershom mean? The Ritva, Meseches Baba Basra, Daf Yudal Mabez, has a third explanation. And says the Ritva something fascinating. Nirin divrei ha'orim, it seems to me, says the Ritva, that the pshat in the Gemara Moshe kosav sifra u parshas Bilam she'ein zu parshas Bilam shiksuva b'tara. When the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Yudal Mabez that Moshe wrote chamisha chum sheitor in parshas Bilam, it's not referring to the parshas Bilam that we have. Dahi HaKadosh Baruch Hu kosav kishar Torah, because of course parshas Bilam was written from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, not like Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Gershom. Of course it's Torah's Moshe. Of course it has the necessity and the integral parts of any other parsha in the Torah. The Ritva denies Rashi's pshat, denies Rabbeinu Gershom's pshat. Of course it's critical information. Of course Moshe wrote it. But what does the Gemara mean when it says Moshe kosav sifra u parshas Bilam? Parsha bifnei atzmo. It's a separate parsha. Shekasa v'herich ba biyosev ha'isem etzuyelhem. There was a separate book, a separate document, a separate essay called Parshas Bilam that Moshe wrote separate from Chamisha Chum Sheitor to shed light on things that occurred. And therefore, as a result, says the Ritva, when the Gemara says Moshe kasav sifra u parshas Bilam, it's not referring to the parsha that we read, Parshas Balak, but it's referring to something else. And indeed, the Shlach Kodesh as well in Parshas Balak in Torah Or says the very similar pshat to that of the Ritva. And he says that there are many parshas in the Torah that are similar to this. And there are many times that the Torah could have gone on to explain things at greater length. And therefore, says the Shlach Kodesh, Achrei Yamim Rabim, after many days, I found that the Torah's explanation of the story of Bilam and Balak is limited. Da'ki ksuvim kan bekotzer. What occurred between Balak and Bilam is written over in shorthand in the parsha that we will read. Gam kitzer akasu binyan chachmas ksam of the Torah doesn't go to great length to describe how it was that Bilam had the ability to do what he did. Kmo shekotzer binyan avodah zarah shel der Einosh, just like the Torah doesn't go into great length describing the avodah zarah in Parshas Noach. V'chiber bo Avram Avinu lo shalom shayu sefer avodah zarah. Avram Avinu himself wrote a book about 400 chapters of avodah zarah that existed during those times. Avodah zarah daf yudal mebeis, the Gemara explains. Regarding the milchama with Midian, also the Torah is shorthand writing about what exactly occurred. And therefore, this is the opportunity that Moshe had to write about Balak and Bilam and the story that ensued separately, differently, because it wasn't and doesn't belong in the Torah, but rather belongs in a separate book to keep for historical records, but certainly doesn't belong in Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. That's the pshat in the Gemara, says the Ritva. Mariel Diskin also says that this is a difficult pshat. It doesn't make sense. Why would the Gemara start talking about other books that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote amongst the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah? V'dochakud lo mayri ashas rak bekisvi HaKodesh, says the Mariel Diskin. The Gemara in Meseches Baba Basra Daf Yudal Amud Beis is only talking about the 24 books of Tanakh. It's not talking about who wrote other books that were not canonized. It's not talking about Meseches Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu wrote 400 chapters. It's not talking about other Sfarim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote if he wrote a sefer called Parshas Balak or Parshas Bilam. The Gemara Baba Basra Daf Yudal is talking specifically about Kisvei HaKodesh, the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. So it can't be, says the Mariel Diskin, that what the Ritva says is correct. And thus we have three Pshatim in the Rishonim, Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Ritva, each of them with a difficulty and a challenge in explaining the five lines in the Gemara, Moshe, Kosav, Sifro, Parshas Bilam. Clearly, there is something very different, very unique about Parshas Bilam that the Gemara is stressing. Rashi's Pshat, that it's not
Tzorchei Moshe v'sarasav v'seder ma'isav is a tzorch yun, as both the Shulah Kaddish and Mariel Diskin explain everything that's written in the Torah is critical and crucial. It can't be that something in Parshas Bilam is different. Rabbeinu Gershom's pshat that Balaam was a Navi also is difficult to understand, because there are many other prophet and prophetesses who also halachas and mitzvahs that are written in Chamisha Kuchum Shetar came to them also. And the Gemara doesn't identify Moshe Kassav Sifra u Parshas Avram Avinu, Parshas Yitzchak u Parshas Akedah. That's also part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And as we just described, the explanation of the Ritva is also difficult to understand, because it can't be that the Gemara Baba Basra is talking about Svarim that were written by Moshe separate from the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Therefore, each of the three Pshatim and the Rishonim require an explanation, and we have to further delve, understand, explain, and try to figure out what it is that the Gemara means, Moshe, Kasav, Sifra, Uparshas Bilam. The Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Yudal Beis, of course, is quoted in the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is the classic running commentary on Shas that is only the Agadic sections of the Gemara. And in one of the classical commentaries on the side of that Ein Yaakov is the Eitz Yosef. The Eitz Yosef says, what the Gemara means is as follows. Nira, says the Eitz Yosef to Baba Basra, Daf Yudal Beis, Nira, Delava Sholosh Nevuos Rishonos Kamar. When the Gemara says Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam, it's not referring to the first three prophecies. If you look in Parshas Balak, there are four prophecies that Bilam shares. The first three, says the Anav Yosef, the Inu Kevan de Lisrael Havi Kamisnabe Vade Tzorche Moshe Visaraso Ninu. It can't be that these first three prophecies are not Tzorche Moshe V'Saraso, like Rashi says. The first three prophecies that Bilam had were directly correlated, related, and speaking to Klal Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean they're not Tzorche Moshe? Asks the Eitz Yosef and the Anav Yosef. It can't be. What does Rashi mean? Of course the first three prophecies are directly correlated to Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael. Kevan de Yisrael havi kamisnabe vade Tzorche Moshe V'Saraso ninu. Rather, says the Eitz Yosef, Minevua Revias Kamar. When the Gemara says Moshe Kasav Sifra Uparshas Bilam, you know what it means, Parshas Bilam? Moshe also wrote the fourth prophecy. Because if you look in Parshas Balak, the last prophecy has little to do with Bnei Yisrael, has more to do with the Umos HaOlam. And therefore, even though it's not Tzorche Moshe V'Soraso, it's not directly related to Halachas, to Mitzvos, to Aseis, and to Los Aseis, and to Klal Yisrael, therefore it's still written by Moshe Uparshas Bilam. And therefore, the Gemara needed to stress that Moshe not only wrote Sifra, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and things that were directly correlated, related to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, to Mitzvos, to Aseis and Los Aseis, but even the Nevuah Revius of Bilam, which wasn't directly related and directed at Bnei Yisrael, also, that's also considered to be part of Torah's Moshe, and thus the Gemara in Baba Basra, according to the Eitz Yosef, means Moshe Kasav Sifra Uparshas Bilam, Minevuah Revius Ka'amar. That is the pshat of the Eitz Yosef. But there's another pshat in the Achronim, the pshat of the Chassam Sofer and the Shulah HaKadosh. Chassam Sofer can be found in his last tshuva. And all of you are there, Chelek Beis, Simin Shin Nun Vav. Chassam Sofer says something outstanding and incredibly important to appreciate. And he writes as follows, there's something unique about Parshas Balak, something very different about every other parsha in the Torah. And listen to the words of the Chassam Sofer, Kol HaTorah Kula Ra'inu Beinenu, the entire Torah, from Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis Bar Elokim, until Parshas Zosa Bracha, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Ra'inu Beinenu, we saw, with five-finger clarity, absolute, chutz with the exception of one parsha, Mi Parshas Bilam. Mi Higilanu Mahaya Bein Melech Moav Bein Kosei Mecher Bilam. Who told us what happened between Balak and Bilam? Who knew the correspondence, the dialogue that took place between them? Who heard that? Who saw that? Who was part of that communication? How did we know that occurred? Mi Yodea, says the Chassam Sofer, Mi Higilanu Mahaya Bein Melech Moav Bein Kosei Mecher Bilam. Shibai Lavel Arzo, V'lama Ba. How do we know why he came, when he came, who he came? Who knows that story? Umi Hiviu, who brought him? Umi Yadu Shabana Mizbechos, who knew that he brought all the, who knew that he built these Mizbechos, these altars? Vishiratza Lekalam, that he wanted to curse Bnei Yisrael, V'nefach Lebracha. How do we know that? Who told that to us? Mi Babis Sodom. Who told us, then who revealed this secret? V'Yisrael ha'yashurim b'midbar, Klal Yisrael were then in the midbar in the desert. V'imhem amdu b'aretz mo'a b'rosh ha'piska, if Balak and Bilam were on top of the mountain looking down upon Klal Yisrael in the midbar. V'ro'u l'mata l'midbar, they saw into the deep desert. L'merchak, from very far distance. Me'en yadu yoshvei midbar sh'mebitim alei m'rosh har. Did Klal Yisrael know that Balak and Bilam were talking about them? They were watching? They saw what was taking place, what was occurring? V'shemenachshim lem, that they're secretly preparing a major, major event to take place against the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael Midbar. V'afilu Moshe Rabbeinu b'lashon layada. Moshe didn't even know what happened between Balak and Bilam. The hiring, the firing, the mizbechos. How did Moshe know? Klal Yisrael didn't know. Nobody knew. Says the Chasam Sofer, Rach mi peh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach Shmo. The only way we can know this story, this event, this occurrence which has taken place, it only can be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it. Nichtuvu HaDvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the story over to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hanovi tzavach zechor namayadz Balak ben Beor. Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only because the Navi screamed, remember what Balak tried to do. And here the Chasam Sofer paskins lahalach. This is why it's in his Tshuvas Chelik Beis Simin Shinan Vav Hamamin Mechol HaTov Mitzvoseh. Somebody who's a believer, an absolute positive mamin. However, Rak Mistap Kepe Parshas Bilam. However, is not sure if Parshas Bilam is really true, if it really occurred, if it really took place. Somebody who believes in Chamishu Chumshei Torah, every parsha in the Torah Chutz Mi Parsha Zu, with the exception of this parsha, paskins the Chasam Sofer Haru Kofer B'Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is a denier, is a kofer beikar, and is considered to be excommunicated from Klal Yisrael. So if you don't believe what occurred in Parshas Balak is true. V'lo yomer adam sheparshas Bilam he ikar mikarei haTorah, and somebody who doesn't understand and believe that it's one of the foundational parshas of the Torah, such a person hakofer ba kofer, such a person is an absolute denier of the Torah, must be excommunicated, is not considered to be a mamin. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. If we understand the Chasam Sofer correctly, maybe we could have a deeper understanding and appreciation of the Gemara. Moshe Kasav Sifro uParshas Bilam. Of course, Parshas Bilam is part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Of course, it's critically important. But maybe there's somebody who doesn't know and doesn't believe that Parshas Bilam is part of Sifro, is part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Therefore, the Gemara has to go out of its way in Shas to write Moshe Kasav Sifro uParshas Bilam. It's just as important as Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, just as much as Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, just as much as the Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Lamed Aleph V'Timna Ha'isah Pilegesh. All of Chamisha Chumshei Torah were given to from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai Misrael Yoshua Yoshua Lizkenim Zkenim Avim Avim Asur Lanshe Knesset Sagdola. Parshas Bilam is included, but the Gemara must exercise and must exclaim that Parshas Balak and Parshas Bilam are equally part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Thus, that's the pshat in the Gemara according to Chasam Sofer. Moshe Kasav Sifro uParshas Bilam. And indeed, the Shlach Kodesh himself in Parshas Balak in Torah Or says a very similar explanation. And he says, you know, when we read the prophets, when we read Chumash, when we read Nevi'im, when we read Ksuvim, the way we read the Nevuos, the prophecies that took place, is different than the way that the prophet, the Navi, understood it. Because when we read it, we understand it the way the Rishonim explain it, we understand the way that a Rebbe explains it to us. We don't really understand the actual prophecy the way it was given to the prophet. However, you can't think, says the Shlach HaKadosh, that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard over the prophecies of Bilam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he heard it the way we understood a prophecy. Ela Moshe Rabbeinu Lev Hashem, says the Shlach HaKadosh, Hissig Masha, Hissig Bilam, he understood exactly what it was. And he had complete revelation exactly the same way that Bilam did. Binyan Nevu Allah Asi Lishra V'chol HaBrachas, he understood everything completely. V'zeu Inu K'moshe Kasav Kol HaTor Mitzad HaSagas Nevu Asa, Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything exactly according to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. However, this parsha Dafka had to be written through Bilam. It's a kategor that's becoming a sanegor. It had to be this way. It had to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this prophecy to Bilam to reveal something about Klal Yisrael, but never ever understand or think for a moment that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the prophecy the way that Bilam did. And that Moshe Rabbeinu was reading Parshas Bilam and understood Parshas Bilam the way that we understand it. Or that when we read the Nevi'im, Shoftim, Malachim, and Treyasar, and Ksuvim, and the Megillas, we read a Navi and we read a prophecy that occurred, so we understand it the way it's explained to us by our Rabbeim, by the Rishonim, by the Achron, by Megidol Yisrael. That's not the way Moshe Rabbeinu understood Bilam. And it's not the way Moshe Rabbeinu understood the prophecy of Bilam. Moshe understood it with five-finger clarity, absolute, complete precision. And therefore, that's the Pshan. The Gemara says, the Shla HaKadosh Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam. Moshe understood Parshas Bilam no differently than any other of the Parshios of the Torah, no different than any of the Sfarim in the Chumash, and therefore the Gemara needs to explain, and the Gemara needs to exclaim, Moshe Kasav Sifru Parshas Bilam. Parshas Bilam is no different than any other of the Parshas of the Chumash, and therefore that's the way to understand the Gemara according to Chassam Sofer and according to Shalal Kadosh. But there's a final explanation. It's the explanation of the Mariel Diskin. The Mariel Diskin can be found after his Tshuvas in something called the Chelek HaKsavim. It's called the Maimer L'Siyum HaTorah. And this explanation of Mariel Diskin has become very, very well known, primarily based upon two of the Gedolei Yisrael, Reb Shach, in his Biur on the Rambam, as well as the Or Gedaliah, Reb Gedaliah Shor, in his commentary to Parshas Balak. Both of them quoted verbatim, mila b'mila, Reb Shach and Reb Gedaliah Shor both write, because of the Kedusha, because of the Pshat and the sanctity of this Mariel Diskin and the Pshat that he says in this Gemara, we have to quote it word for word, mila b'mila. Take a look in Avi Ezri and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Rav Shach's Sfarim, on the Rambam and the Arach HaZakah, as well as in the Or Gedaliah to Parshas Balak, where you will see the exact words of the Mariel Diskin. Of course, you could find it as well, the Mariel Diskin, in his Tshuvas Achrei Chelek HaKsavim, and the Mimer for the Siyam HaTorah. But in order to understand the Mariel Diskin, let's go back to the beginning of the story. The Mariel Diskin writes that there's something very important that must be understood in order to appreciate this Gemara and what it means, Moshe Kasav Sifro Uparshas Bilam. And that is, it's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Tesem Beis that the Mariel Diskin brings. Kol hanevim nistaklu baspaklaria she'ena meira. All of the prophets prophesized with aspaklaria she'ena meira. Moshe Rabbeinu nistakel baspaklaria meira. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, he prophesized, he saw the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nevuah that came to him with aspaklaria meira. What is aspaklaria meira and what is aspaklaria she'ena meira? Rashi explains. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Tesem Beis writes, Nistaklu baspaklaria she'ena meira means kisvurim liros v'lo ro. A prophet thought that he or she saw but didn't really see. They thought that they understood what a Kadosh Baruch Hu was revealing via a prophecy. However, Moshe nistakel baspaklaria meira v'yadar shelo ra'u b'fana. The Navi didn't really grab and capture what it was that he or she was being told or shown. However, Moshe nistakel baspaklaria meira v'yada, and he saw exactly and understood everything with complete precision. Imagine for a moment if you have a prism and you look through the prism. The way that you see through the prism is the way that the light is refracted, but it's not a complete vision. It's based upon the reflection and the way that the prism is able to express the light that's coming through, but it's not a complete re'iyah, it's not a complete vision. As opposed to when you see something in front of you, five-finger clarity, what you see is exactly what is. That's the difference between the two prophecies, and that's the reason that the Rambam writes in his Yud Gimel Ikrim, everybody needs to know and understands that Moshe was the Odon Hanavim. Moshe was the master prophet. He was the prophet of all prophets. Of course, we must believe in all prophets and all prophecies like the Rambam writes, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Odon Kol Hanavim. Moshe was the prophet above and beyond any other prophet. And it's for that reason that the Gemara says, Kol hanavim nistaklu baspaklari she'ena meira. Moshe Rabbeinu nistakel baspaklari ha'meira. And we can explain this even further, Rashi, in Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas, Perek Lamed. The Rashi writes, Moshe nisnabe b'ko amar Hashem kachatzos alayla. V'anevim nisnabnu b'ko amar Hashem. If you take a look in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, you'll see the words ko amar Hashem. Moshe was nisnabe. Moshe prophesies through the word ko, as did all other prophets. Mosif ale Moshe shnisnabe b'lashon zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu also prophesies through the word zeh, because zeh means exactly this. Zeh keli vanveo kazeh ra'eve kadesh. Exactly this. Moshe's prophecy was categorically different than any other prophet. And that says the Sifsei Chachamim. On this Rashi in Perek Lamed, Parshas Matos and Sefer B'midbar, zemayla yaseira. It's an added advantage that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Dizeh hadavar mashmer hadavar atzma. Moshe saw this thing the way we look at our hands. Five finger clarity. Mashma says the Sifsei Chachamim hadavar atzmo borer. Shishama me'akadosh baruch hu nikra aspaklari hami'ira. Masha'en came b'shanavim, as opposed to other prophets. Lohay medabrir lahem. Ela b'chidos. Any other prophet was able to see and speak and understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu through a imagery, through a riddle. Ole de chalomos, through a prophecy, v'nisnikra aspaklaria she'en amira. It wasn't a clear prophecy. Avala Moshe haya medaber hadavar atzmo, shiyomar lebnei Yisrael kinyan shenemar peh el peh adaber bo, bamare velo bechidos. Moshe saw clearly, exactly, face to face, five finger clarity, that's zeh. And that's not ko. That's aspaklaria hami'ira. It's not aspaklaria she'ena mi'ira. And the Rambam says this explicitly. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perek Zayin, the Rambam goes through the difference between Nevuas Moshe and Shar Nevi'im. Mahefre she'esh bein Nevuas Moshe l'shar kol Nevi'im. What's the difference between the prophecy of Moshe Rabbein and all other prophets? She'kol Nevi'im b'chalom b'bamare. All other prophets who saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the vision came through a dream or a vision. Moshe Rabbein misnabev u'er v'omen. Moshe Rabbein was a lake, was alive, he saw. Muvo Moshe, Oel Moy, Ledabri, Itovishmas, Akol, Kol, and Evim Alde Malach, all other prophets saw through a Malach. Lefichach Roy, Mashem Roy, Bemashal, Vechida, they didn't see or understand exactly what was. Moshe Rabbeinu Loy, De Malach, not through a prophet, not through a emissary, not through an agent. Pasuk says, Pel, Pel, Dabri, Bo. Moshe saw exactly what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. Kol HaNevi'im Yireim V'Nevhalim, all other prophets are frightened and scared when a prophecy came to him. Moshe Rabbeinu Ken Hu Shekosav Omer Kasher Yedaber Yishal Re'ehu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we see each other. And thus, Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was completely different than any other prophet. Halimanata says the Rambam should call Anavim. Kshenavua mistalekesem chozim la'olam shutzorchi aguf kulam kisharam. They had to go home. They had to change. They had to completely go and do something different. Lefichachin porshim inshoseim. And therefore, they wouldn't separate themselves from their wives because they had such a different experience. Moshe Rabbeinu lo chazar lo alo. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even return to the tent. Lefichach pirish min ha'ish al olam min adomelo v'nikshre daito l'tzur ha'olamim. V'lo nestalik me'ela v'hod la'olam karen or panam b'niskadish kamalach. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely different, almost angelic, a different type, a different sort of human being. He was a prophet of prophets. He was an adon kol hanavim. Aspaklaria hami'ira, zeh, as opposed to ko. Moshe Rabbeinu was alert, he was alive. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through a prophet, not through a dream, not through a riddle, but it was pel, pel, adabrbo. This is the explanation that the Mariel Diskin begins to use to explain the Gemara Baba Basra, but he asks one final question before he says his pshat. The Chazal say, it's a sifri at the end of Parsha Zosa Bracha and the Pasuk, v'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael kamoshe. There was no other prophet, the likes of Moshe. That we know, we just described and explained. Moshe was above and beyond any other prophet, more than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, more than Yishayo, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel, more than any other prophet. There was a whole different categorical difference. However, listen to what the Sifri says. Be Yisrael lo kam. It's true in the Klal Yisrael, there was no other prophet the like of Moshe. Aval be'umos ha'olam kam. Amongst the nations of the world, ein ha'chanami, indeed there was a prophet. Ve'ezeh, who was like Moshe? Zebilam. Says the Sifri, there was a prophet, Lokam Navi Obi Yisrael. There was no other prophet the likes of Moshe, be Yisrael. But the Sifri is Midayik and reads the Chazal, reads the Pasuk to mean, Ein Achanami, there's a prophet the likes of Moshe in Umos HaOlam. And who was that? That was Bilam. Asks the Mariel Diskin, how do you understand that? What does that mean? Moshe and Bilam were on the same plateau, on the same plane. They had the same form of prophecy. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yishai, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Devorah, and Miriam, they couldn't reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Bilam could. How do we understand that? What does that mean? And what's the difference between the Aspaklaria HaMe'ira of Moshe and Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira of others? And the Mariel Diskin uses this to explain something phenomenal and to explain and to understand what it is that took place in the Gemara Maseches Baba Basra Daf Yudal Mabez. And I quote, and I read you the words of the Tshuva of the Mariel Diskin, Maimer Siyam HaTorah, again, take a look in Avi Ezri and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, take a look in Or Gedal Yahu, Parshas Balak, or take a look in the Tshuva itself. Achrei Chelek HaKsavim, says the Mariel Diskin, HaInyan, here's the explanation to the Gemara. Af shemachzos hanavua balamos elyonim. Even though they're incredible prophecies amongst all of Klal Yisrael, different prophets see things differently. That's what it means. Aspaklaria she'ena mira. They see something based upon who they are. Devorah and Miriam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. They saw prophecy based upon who they were. They decided and they understood something based upon their personality. Moshe Rabbeinu was very different. Moshe Rabbeinu saw exactly what it was that was happening. And therefore, Kol HaTorah Kula Nikres Torahs Moshe, the entire Torah is called the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Af Sheish Basipurim Shayim Mekuba Be'umo Shanase Ba'oseis, even though there were events that took place that everybody knew about. Afal Pichein Masrulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol HaMaisa Be'yeser Yedios. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe a different level of explanation of everything that took place. Memches panim, o shegam betevo sasipur near mazim dvar macher and rabbi main kates vagol nigle la Moshe af nevuos shenemer lacherim kmo lenoach la Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When a prophecy was given to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, when a prophecy was given to Noach, those prophets understood something on their level of aspaklaria she'ena meira. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to teach you the Torah, and you're going to write it down, and you're going to give it to Bnei Israel. When Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah, it was a different Torah that was given to him, as opposed to what was told to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and those stories were recounted to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. When Moshe Rabbeinu then penned it for posterity, it was changed, because the story was different. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood what it was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him with a completely different eye, with a completely different prophecy. Lo kimatik. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just the stenographer just writing over what occurred in Parshios, in Sefer Bereishis, and in Shmos, and Vayikra. Rather, says the Mariel Diskin, Lo kimatik Moshe oso nichtavu b'Torah Kedosha. Ki Moshe shezachal aspaklari ha-me'ira. Kasher mustrum lo Hashem yizbarach ata b'ruach ha-kodesh. Yada oso hanavua b'yeser oz. Moshe Rabbeinu understood it completely differently. And when it was written down in Torah's Moshe, even the stories and the events and the prophecies of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when Moshe Rabbeinu penned it and wrote them down on the klaf and on the Sefer Torah, was a different understanding. It was that written word of Moshe Rabbeinu Baspaklari Hamira. However, says the Mariel Diskin, Zulas Parshas Bilam. There's one exception. Parshas Bilam was different because Bilam was a prophet the likes of Moshe. He had a whole different prophecy, even different than Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, different than Miriam, different than Dvorah, different than Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. Oh, come, Navi, be Israel, Kemosha, Vabumos, Olam, come, Vezeuza, Bilam. Bilam had the ability, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Umos Olam a prophet the likes of Moshe that they could never complain and say, ah, if we had a Moshe, we also could have received the Torah. So they had a prophet on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam saw Baspaklari Amir. His prophecy came with complete clarity and vision. Exactly like it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, when Moshe wrote over Parshas Bilam, Moshe, for Parshas Balak, was just the stenographer. He wrote over the words, the prophecies of Bilam, exactly the way Bilam understood them. And Moshe didn't have anything to add. He was a matik ba'alma. He was a simple stenographer. Shiulole Sosima Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kavana bebilahim mehapchal rachas v'shalom. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu biyon l'torah b'parshas bilam b'chol mina kavanas v'asishapir. Dalkein lo nikre sifro shemosha kim parshas bilam. And therefore says the Mariel Diskin, that's what the Gemara means about Babasad Yudalim veiz Moshe kasev sifro u parshas bilam. Not like the Chassam Sofer, not like the Shlach Kadosh, both of whom who write that parshas bilam is exactly identical to the rest of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And somebody who thinks differently says the Chassam Sofer is a kofer b'Torah, even though nobody heard, nobody knew, nobody saw. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down Parshas Bilam no different than any other Parsha, and that's the same thing that the Shlach Kodesh says. But according to the Ma'al Diskiel, it's pumfakert. It's exactly the opposite. Moshe Kasav Sifro, Moshe Rav Chamisha Chumshei Torah with aspaklari hamiri, with absolute clarity, with clear precision, and with absolute sight and understanding different than every other prophet. However, Parshas Bilam, it's not true. Parshas Bilam is different. Parshas Bilam, Moshe wrote over kimatik ba'alma, that's the lashon of the Mariel Diskin. He wrote it over like a stenographer. And therefore, the Chazal have to teach us that there are two types of sfarim that we have in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There's all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Moshe Kasav Sifro. However, Teidelacha says the Mariel Diskin, Parshas Bilam is different. Parshas Bilam is kimatik. Moshe didn't rewrite it and recount the story of Parshas Bilam the same way he did Sefer Bereishis, that he added something to it through his aspaklari amir, through his clear vision. But rather, Parshas Bilam, Moshe was only a stenographer. He was a matik ba'alma, writing it over exactly as it was given to Bilam, because Bilam understood it the same way Moshe understood it, and therefore Moshe had nothing to add. Thus, the words of the Mariel Diskin, at the end of his Tshuvos, Achrei, Chelek HaKsav, in the Maimer of Siyum HaTorah, maybe now you can understand why Rav Shach and Aviezri and Or Gedalior of Gedalia Shor write these words over, and they say, Peh Kadosh, the holy mouth and lips of the Mariel Diskin, who was Zochet to understand the Pshat in this Gemara. I have nothing to add. We're just going to quote the Pshat of the Mariel Diskin verbatim. And each of them do that. Take a look, Ayin Sham, in the holy words of the Mariel Diskin, as he explains this very cryptic Gemara and tries to shed light on it, what it means. Thus, in conclusion, to review, what does the Gemara mean? And how do we understand Parshas Balak, or as it's referred to in Chazal as Parshas Bilam, Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam? We began with Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Ritva, each of the three Rishon who tried to explain the Gemara, and the difficulties, the challenges in each of their Pshatim. According to Rashi, Parshas Bilam is not Mitzorche Moshe, and we asked, and Mariel Diskin and the Shlokar said, really? Why should it be any different than Parshas Kain and Hevel? Why should it be any different than the Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis who Pilegish Timna? What does that mean, it's different? How could it be that's not Mitzorchei Torah Moshe? Rabbeinu Gershom was difficult. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Parshas Bilam, even though Bilam was a Navi. Of course he was a Navi. So was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why should that be any different? And the Ritva wanted to understand that the Gemara, when it says Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam, it was a different book. It's not talking about the Parshas Bilam and the Parshas Balak that we have in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's referring to another book that Moshe wrote. And as the Mariel Diskin says, but that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is only talking about Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. We're not recounting all of the books and all the essays that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. We're talking about Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam. The Eitz Yosef tried to explain that the Gemara really means that, of course, Moshe wrote the entire Sefer Torah, and of course, of all of Parshas Bilam, the exception being the fourth and final prophecy that's referenced the Nevuos of the Umos HaOlam when it's talking about Amalek, Ammon, and Moab. That's not Tzorchei Torah Moshe, V'Seder Ma'isav. But again, the same difficulty that we have with Rashi as we have with the Eitz Yosef. If the Torah wrote it, means it is critical, it is clear, it is crucial, and it does have to be part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And thus, finally, the Pshat, before that of the Mariel Diskin of the Chassam Sofer, in the last Chuvan Yardin, the Shlach Kadosh Parshas Balak in this Torah, or explains that the reason that the Gemara stresses that Moshe wrote Sifra, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and Parshas Bilam is to make sure we understand clearly. Never ever think Parshas Bilam is any different than any of the other Parshios in the Torah. And therefore the Chazal have to stress and exclaim in no uncertain terms that Parshas Bilam is exactly identical. That Moshe saw Parshas Bilam with the exact same critical eye, with the exact same clarity, and he understood what it was exactly that Bilam saw. Exactly the same, it says the Chassam Sofer, even nobody knew it. Nobody knew what occurred. Nobody in Bnei Yisrael had any idea what was happening in the exchange, in the dialogue between Balak and Bilam. The only way Moshe could have known is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to believe in Parshas Bilam. Exactly the same way you believe in Shar Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and if not, you're not considered to be a Ma'amin, Bnei Ma'aminim. And therefore the Chasam Sofer and the Shlach Kar say that's the Pshat in the Gemara Moshe Kasav Sifra U Parshas Bilam, because Parshas Bilam is identical. And we concluded with the amazing Pshat of the Mariel Diskin, who says indeed Parshas Balak. And indeed Parshas Bilam is very different. It's nothing like any of the Parshios in the Chumash. It's different than any other Parshan Breishah Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar and Dvarim, because here Moshe wrote as a Matik Ba'alma, just as a stenographer, because Bilam had such a clear vision, such clear prophecy. Lo kam Novi b'Yisrael kemosha od aval b'umos olam kam be'zeu zabilam. Bilam had the exact same level of prophecy, the likes that the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodi Torah Perek Zayin. He saw exactly the way Moshe saw, not like Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, not like Yishayor Yemiyor Necheskel. Bilam saw in prophecy baspaklariam year exactly clearly. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote over Parshas Bilam. He wrote it over only as a ma'atik ba'alma. Thus, we have six explanations how to understand this Gemara. Baba Basa Daf Yudalid, Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam, Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom, the Ritva, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, the Eitz Yosef, the Shlach Kadosh, and the Chasam Sofer, and finally, the Pshat of the Mahariel Diskin. This is what makes Parshas Bilam unique. This is what makes Parshas Balak different than all of the other Parshas in the Torah. A lot to think about, a lot to talk about. Certainly we're speaking about some of the most basic and critical and really difficult concepts in Hashkafa and understanding Yisodei HaTorah, as this is where the Rambam talks about the Yisodos HaNevuah. We're talking about prophecy, we're talking about Emunah, the basics and fundamentals of Jewish belief. May we be zocha to be ma'amina b'nei ma'amina, to understand Parshas Bilam properly, to understand Chamisha Chumshei Torah properly, and we be zocha ultimately to binyan adayad, to the ultimate clarity, to gilu shchina, b'mher v'yameinu, amen.